You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, it is quite an honor this morning to have the First Lady of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts in the studio with us.
Morning.
Mrs. Baker. Should we call you? Should we call you Madam First Lady or what? Like what? How does that work?
I'm afraid to say it, but you could call me whatever you wanted.
Anything.
Greg. I will pretty much answer. But you know, my name's Lauren, so you can call me that.
We can just call you Lauren. All right, that's fine.
I mean, fellow swamp resident.
Oh yes, that's right.
Right.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
Swamp scat.
My
yes.
peeps.
Okay.
Scat,
so if we want anything done here in the Massachusetts, we
you
should tell
you
her.
Could ask. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what do you want? We always tell the missus.
What do you want done?
Eliminate bike lanes.
Oh yeah, Wiggy has it. He's got an issue with the bike. Yeah,
eliminate all bike lanes. As a matter of fact, eliminate all bikes for anybody that is over 13.
I'm not touching that.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably a good idea. Yeah, anything that Wiggy says, just ignore it. Just ignore it, Mrs. Baker. So we have 44 days until Christmas.
We do.
And you're here to talk a little bit about a holiday gift drive for kids in foster care and kids that are engaged with DCF. And I wonder if you could tell everybody a little bit about it.
Well, this is a holiday gift drive that is operated by the Wonder Fund, which is my key initiative. It's a private nonprofit that exclusively serves kids engaged with the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families. So these are kids in foster care or who, for whatever reason, are engaged with the department, which we call DCF. And every year, the Wonder Fund does this massive gift drive, and we are trying to get holiday gifts for every single one of the 50,000 kids in Massachusetts who are
many.
Engaged with the department.
There's
right.
50,000. Wow.
There are 50,000 kids. They are in every city and town. They range in age from 0 to 22. And these are kids who've had to endure some pretty tough situations in life. And we just want to give them a kind of, you know, holiday that they deserve. And yeah. I can't think of anything that's more fulfilling or satisfying than giving a gift to a child who otherwise might not get anything for themselves for the holiday. So it's a really great effort. And last year we were able to distribute donated gifts to 45,000 kids
wow.
all over the state.
That's amazing.
And we've got to beat that record this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we have lots and lots of donors, corporations and organizations and individuals who've chosen to buy gifts for one kid or 1,000 kids. And we still have thousands of kids left who are waiting for someone to choose give them a gift for the holidays.
How do we get involved? How does the gift drive work?
So the gift drive, you go to wonderfundma.org and you sign up. And you can choose to give gifts. You could get an individual child's actual wish list, which has three items on it. And that could be an item of clothing and, you know, a Legos or something. It's not a very expensive gift drive to participate in. It's somewhere between $30 and $50. It's up to you. You could do that. You could choose an individual child or take two or three or 10. And you will be assigned to, once you sign up, you'll get your child's name in their wish list. And then you can figure out with how to get the gifts to where the kids are, to the DCF office that's nearest to you. And or you could decide you just want to hold a gift drive or you want to go out and buy loose toys. And we are happy to accept loose, unwrapped toys anytime.
And it seems like Christmas is creeping up on us. I mean, Thanksgiving is right around the corner.
It's here all of a sudden.
So this is the time when you really, really need to push for this and get lots of people involved.
Right. Yeah. We because it takes a lot of work to get gifts to 45,000 kids. And so we would love it if everyone would go on wonderfundma.org today.
Today.
And sign up today. Do your shopping over the next couple of weeks and get those gifts into wherever you're assigned to drop them off by like early, mid-December, so that we have an opportunity to distribute them out to the kids.
Do you have a favorite story about a child that was involved with DCF getting a gift?
Well, I mean, every week we hear amazing stories from social workers about the impact of the opportunities that the Wonder Fund gives these kids. We will, outside of the holiday gift drive, we do emergency aid. So when a child has to be removed from their home, we'll make sure that they get a duffel bag that has new socks and underwear and pajamas and maybe a nightlight or something to make that horrible time a little better. And we pay for whatever individual kids need to do to enrich their lives. So it's ballet lessons and summer camp and, you know, sports equipment, whatever it is that a child wants to feel loved and to be able to participate in their community. So, you know, we have the most recent story is about a single mom who was the victim of domestic violence, and because she escaped a bad situation with her kids, she was living in a shelter, and she was really trying to make it possible for her kids to have a magical holiday. And through the Wonder Fund and DCF, she was able to get holiday gifts for kids that she otherwise wouldn't have been able to afford.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, these kids don't choose to be engaged in the
right.
system.
Yeah.
It's not their fault. And they deserve to have those magic moments of childhood. And getting a holiday gift with your name on it, that's something that you would love, that you asked for, is really special. And every kid deserves to have that feeling.
Absolutely. I mean, that whatever the holiday is, every
exactly.
child deserves to have it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's really amazing what you guys do. And I think that everybody who listens to the show will jump right on this and will participate. So I'm glad you came in and told us about it. Give the email or give the website one more time so everybody can get involved.
Thank you. So, Greg's listeners, I know you're incredibly engaged in your community. You do so much for so many people. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's wonderfundma.org. That's wonderfundma.org.
All right.
Sign up today.
And the governor's probably listening. I mean, he listens to the show all the time, so you can give him a hello. Or, do you critique his performance like most wives do? Like, do you, when he gets home from work, do you say, hey, wait a minute, I got an issue with this today?
Not so much. No, well, I mean, when he's on the radio, you keep him in line pretty I don't critique him on
you
that.
Don't critique him on that, but other things you may have a comment here.
Well,
or there.
If I'm there when he gives a speech, my normal thing is, you know, he'll sit down and he'll say, how was that? And I'll say, too long.
It was too long.
It doesn't matter if it was, you know, a minute and 30 seconds.
Yeah. That's what Mrs. Wiggins says about Wiggy's performance on the show.
I guess that's a good thing.
All right. Well, thanks for coming by.
Thank you so very much.
All right. And Merry Christmas. I'll give you a quiz. Is it okay to say Merry Christmas before Thanksgiving or no?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah. If you're not going to see the person.
Yes.
It's like
holidays,
when you say Happy New Year clear into February because it's the first time you've seen the person since the holidays.
Right. All right.
Right? Well, what a better way to kick off this whole season of giving than going to Wonder Fund MA and signing up to bring holiday joy, whatever holiday you celebrate, into the life of a child who really needs it.
That is the First Lady of the Commonwealth.
Thank you.
All right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we'll be right back.
Now, it's the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Well, you faced the Eagles on Sunday for the first time since Super Bowl 52. I wanted to ask how long it took you to get over that loss. How long did it take you to get over a loss like that?
You assume I'm over it.
Yeah. This is Tom Brady. You think
never,
he forgets this?
Never going to be
on
over
now.
It.
That's a lot of mental scar tissue from that year, so...
Well, apparently the entire city of Philadelphia calling Tom Brady a crybaby for those comments yesterday. And to elaborate a little on that, we are joined by Philadelphia honk Howard Eskin. And Howard, how are you?
I've never had a bad day in my life. And that day was really a great day. To see Tom Brady go down, the cheating Patriots go down, Bill Belichick go down. It can't be any better than that.
Now, I've been getting, you know, one of your TV guys down there tweeted these comments yesterday, and I've been getting barraged by people saying that Tom is a crybaby, and how is he not over this yet, and... We feel like he's a competitor. Why would he ever get over it? I mean, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I have no problem with him. When asked the question, you've got to address it, and he thinks about it. Hey, listen, he and the Patriots are lucky they won the number of Super Bowls they won. Pete Carroll went brain dead in that game. Kyle Shanahan just turned into stupidity when he's on the I'll never forget this, when he's on the 21-yard line. All he has to do is run three plays, kick a field goal, and that game is pretty much over. So the Patriots, those two Super Bowls, they didn't win. Seattle and Atlanta lost.
Very similar to Andy Reid back in 03.
Well, the Donovan McNabb threw, I think it was three interceptions in that game.
Yeah, he literally threw up on himself.
Yeah, he was throwing up in the huddle again. Yes. The poor guy.
I mean, you can't go.
They were caught cheating. I mean, between, and taping things and the quarterback saying that he never knew the footballs were deflated. I'm going to tell you a story, all right? And I didn't think about it until after the Patriots and Tom Brady were dimed out for deflating footballs. There was a game in New England where the Eagles were down 14-0. And Bill Belichick, in all his brilliance, tries an onside kick. Doesn't work. Eagles get it. Go in to score. But in that game, that was the game, if people remember it. In that game, Malcolm Jenkins intercepted Tom Brady, ran it for a touchdown. Now, normally, the player keeps the football. And you say, okay, they keeps the football, and nobody says anything about it. The Patriots sent somebody over to get the football, and they said, well, we need it. We'll give it back to you at the end of the game. What they needed is not to let a football that was deflated hang in the hands of the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, I saw what went on as I'm standing on the sidelines. And I didn't think about that until I realized that they were cheating deflating footballs.
You realize how many Super Bowls they won after Deflategate, right? And I'm not sure if you're aware of that. You know they won
Win the Seattle game, and they didn't win the Atlanta game. Well,
won two Super Bowls after that, and then the Seattle Super Bowl, Brady was actually really good in that game with the footballs. I guess they were inflated to the right PSI. So hanging your hat on Deflategate, and the Patriots won two Super Bowls after that one, I think it's kind of a reach.
Hey, listen, I understand that Tom Brady's a great quarterback. Mm-hmm. Joe Montana's my all-time best. But
okay.
We won't go into that because people don't know really how great Joe Montana was. And that's debate, and people can argue it. But Tom Brady's a great quarterback. He didn't need to cheat. But the one thing that's been great for the Patriots, they played in the worst division in football for 16 years. So with that, they always have a better record. They get the home field. And it's really hard to get to the Super Bowl without the home field. And that's the reason the Eagles got there.
They got there last year without home field.
Because E. Ford was 4 feet offside.
So if Malcolm Butler plays in the Super Bowl against the Eagles, then maybe Philly doesn't have a Super Bowl win. I could always go down that line.
Well, whose fault is that?
Well, that would be Belichick's fault.
The brilliant Bill Belichick. Without Tom Brady, what is he? What is he without Tom Brady? Never won anywhere else as a head coach without Tom Brady. So where is he? Without Tom Brady.
Now, listen, Howard, in the unlikely event of a win on Sunday, have you greased up the light poles down there so that nobody hurts themselves?
No, they'll always be greased up because there's always idiots. Every city has, and Philadelphia has their share as well. Uh-huh. But the Eagles will win the game on Sunday. Well, I said the same thing with Super Bowl that week. The Eagles were the better team. The Patriots offense, Tom Brady's got to understand, Father Time always wins. And I think he's starting to show that Father, and forget about that nonsense diet. I mean, that's just ridiculous to think that he's.
Now you're attacking the man's diet? I mean, the guy is, have you seen him? He's in, I don't know, how old are you, Howard?
I'm older than Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean, the guy looks like he's a 30-year-old.
No, I'm not talking about his looks. His brain is, I'm sure, as sharp as a tack. But physically, how do you throw the ball with more velocity at 42 or at 41? He's not throwing it the same now.
It's the avocado gelato.
Yeah, the last time we talked to you, Howard, you referenced Tom Brady's vitamins. Do you still? Where do you stand currently on that situation?
I'd like to get some of those because I could probably play at my age too if I had some of those.
Well, you should get Carson Wentz some of those because, I mean, he's probably the one you need to get some.
Are you saying Carson Wentz? I know you guys up there don't use R in the alphabet.
But then again, I got to figure this out. Philly won't win a Super Bowl because their Super Bowl winning quarterback is now in Jacksonville, and that would be Nick Foles. So.
That's all right. And he outplayed Tom Brady.
How about that?
A backup quarterback.
Imagine that.
A backup quarterback outplayed Tom Brady.
Are you guys planning a parade?
Right, John.
You're gonna have a parade on Sunday if you win this one.
Regular
season.
No, it's just. Hey, listen, we're not like that. It's a. It would be a big win.
You're still whining and moaning about Deflategate years later. What are you talking about, Howard?
Answer your question. We start going back, and I'm just trying to give you the history of how the Patriots have cheated over the years. You don't need to cheat. If you're good, you don't need to cheat. So, and they've done that, and it's been acknowledged, and the league has. Obviously, you don't get suspended, you don't get fined if it's untrue, but this is just another game on the Eagles' schedule. The Eagles aren't looking at the Super Bowl in the past. You know, maybe those people up in your area, in the wonderful New England area, look at it that way. We don't look at it that way. The Super Bowl happened, it's 2 years later. This is a big game for the Eagles. Even though they're the underdogs, I still think they're going to win because the Patriots' offense, oh, my God. I looked at their schedule last night. I knew they played bad teams. The Buffalo Bills and Baltimore are the only – and Buffalo is a good team. Baltimore is a very, very, very good team. And the Patriots struggled against Buffalo, and they got their ass kicked.
Pittsburgh's not a good team, Howard?
Not when they played them.
Wait a second. Howard, is that what we're going to do? We're going to look at the schedule and go, who have they played? That's what we're going to do here? Are you sure you want to go down that road?
With the Patriots.
Is that the road you want to go down? The Eagles lost to what? The 2-7 Falcons. They lost to the Lions. They lost to the, and they actually got destroyed by the Cowboys a couple weeks ago on national television.
Yeah, they were horrible. And Minnesota was a horrible game.
The Eagles won't even win their division. I mean, so you really have no leg to stand on.
Well, they were playing with a lot of injuries, and you can't use injuries as an excuse. But they played without their two starting corners, which they now have back.
Wait a second. Are you using injuries as an excuse or not?
Is a joke.
Wait a second.
The offense for the Patriots.
Are you using the injuries as an excuse or not? I love when people, Greg, go, you can't use injuries as an excuse. But they played without their starting cornerback. DeSean Jackson didn't play.
I didn't even talk about DeSean Jackson.
No, but I mean, I'm just saying, because that's what you just did. We're not going to use it. You brought up two defensive backs.
They played without DeSean Jackson for everything, all but one game. So you can't use that as an excuse. There are no excuses. They lost because they lost. But they're playing well right now. Their defense is playing well. I want to see them just destroy Tom Brady, because if the Patriots turn the ball over, they can't win the game. They can't win the game because Tom Brady's not the same quarterback.
Philly people are deranged.
Like Eddie was great for all those years.
What do you give me a score for Sunday?
I think the Eagles will have 23 or 24, and the Patriots will not get into the 20s.
Okay.
I think the Patriots will have maybe 17 points.
17, wow.
And Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's a good game. That's a good game for them this year against a good team.
And Tom Brady's a crybaby.
The Eagles are a good team now. I didn't realize they're a good team.
They are a good team.
I guess that's that Philly Kush down there.
you guys are delusional up there. Absolutely delusional.
Wiggy can't stand your city.
He's nothing good to come out of Philly besides Rocky Balboa. That's it. And Will Smith, I'll give you that.
Well, that's fictitious, so I won't even accept that.
Okay, well, then how about Will Smith?
Fictitious out of the city.
Will Smith.
But cheesesteaks. Cheesesteaks.
No one wants Cheese Whiz on their steak and cheese.
Wait a minute. I'll give you this. I'm on board. Cheese Whiz is a scam. It's a joke and it's a fraud. I would never put Cheese Whiz on a cheese steak.
That's the second thing Philly's fraudulent for. Balboa and cheesesteaks.
Cheesesteaks. You get a little provolone or a little American, that's fine. Yeah. No Cheese Whiz. I'll agree. It's the only thing I'll agree with you guys.
All right. Well, we're going to send you out of here with your favorite song. And, of course, Fly, Eagles, Fly. And Howard is calling for an Eagles victory on Sunday. Tom Brady's a crybaby. The whole city says he's a crybaby. We'll look forward to that game.
You are whiners.
Cheaters, too.
Cheaters.
We've won two Super Bowls after the deflategate, but we're still cheaters.
Hey, will Tom Brady shake the quarterback's hand when he loses, or will he blow it off again this time?
Nick Foles is not there, so he can't shake the quarterback that's going to win's hand.
Okay.
All right, Howard. Sure. Thank you. There you go. There it is. There we go. That's Howard Eskin from WIP in Philadelphia, where they're very excited about this game. Very excited about a win.
B-A-T-L-E-S Eagles!
This is Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
So, you know, normally the Eagles don't bother me because they're not really that great this year. Wiggy laid out all their crap that they lost to. But I don't think, after listening to that guy talk, I don't think I've ever wanted to beat the Eagles more than I do this Sunday.
I think Tom Brady probably feels the same way.
Yeah. And there is nothing for me worse than the Philly accent.
Really? You don't like the Philly accent?
Water, provolone.
That's the worst one?
Listening to Bam Margera on loop.
Do you like the Southern accent?
I don't mind a Southern accent. Yeah, Southern drawl. Yeah.
The Philly accent, my roommate had it. It's a very whiny drawl. It always sounds like a complaint.
The New York accent bothers me. New Yorkers.
I don't mind that as much.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing?
What's going on, Mike? What are you calling about?
Well, so can I get back to the and I know it's been a while back, but can I get back to the kids in the restaurants and stuff? Is that all right if I do that?
Yeah, we were talking. Let me just remind everybody who may not have heard. We were talking about this Arby's that put up a sign that said basically your kid has to behave, keep their butt on the seat and behave themselves, or else you have to leave the restaurant. And people are all upset about it and angry about it and butthurt about it. Yeah.
So I got to agree with Ken here. You know, not for nothing. We all right. So Wiggy and Greg, you have children, right? I have children.
Yeah.
There had been a point in your time in your children's life when I don't care if they were 2, 3, 4, 8. I don't care how old they were that they misbehaved somewhere in public.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whether it's an Arby's, whether it's a Market Basket, I don't care where it is. You're talking about an Arby's. You're not talking about Strega. Okay. You're talking about an Arby's. All right. I mean, if we as a society can't just look at that person, like let's say it's Ken and his 2-year-old. Okay.
Yeah.
And cause here's what I would say. I go, good luck, brother. Been there, done that. It gets better. Why can't we, you know what I mean? Why do we have to say, oh, why are they here? They should take that baby out of here. No.
But you still got to control your kid. So what? It's obvious. So because it's obvious, I can go in there and take my shoes off and put them up on the table as I eat? Well, it's obvious.
That's a little bit different, Wiggy.
No. Wait a second. It's obvious. It's not Strega, and I do like Strega's
meatballs. Come on. Wig. It's wicked different, Wiggy. Come on. If the kid's just crying or something, that's one thing. If he or she's running around throwing stuff, that's another. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what the problem is. I think these kids are out of control.
Come on. And by the way, the Philly accent and New York accent are the worst because nobody puts an R in coffee. Hey, you want some coffee? Guys, have a great day.
You too, Mike.
Thank you. Right. If it's a kid's restaurant, like a Chuck E. Cheese or something, then
if you're in the play area of the McDonald's, I think they still have those areas.
The area,
I think they do.
Jungle gym.
Yeah, the jungle gym. If you're over there, then your kids can act like jungle animals.
Act like hyenas.
Yeah, you can act like whatever they want.
I think the play area.
Wild raccoons.
The play area at McDonald's was the former CEO's office, near as I can tell. This is Daryl. Hello, Daryl.
Yeah, speaking.
What's up, Daryl?
Hey, how you doing today?
What's going on?
Good. Nothing. I'm just calling in. I have a personal friend who's a cheerleader on the Eagles. He's a male cheerleader. His name is Kyle Tangaway. He's from Rochester, New Hampshire.
Oh.
And I don't care if the Patriots lose by 100 points. And I told this kid's mother that as long as Tom Brady hits him in the eye with a football, that's what I'm saying.
That is probably something that's a risk when it comes to that job, like an on the job injury.
Right, you could OJI.
Yeah. What do you think about male cheerleaders in the NFL, Wiggy?
I will give them credit.
They don't get invited on the cruise.
Yeah, they do more than they
only the female ones.
So they don't get invited down
boat.
To like Bahamas and for the calendar.
For the calendar shoot, they probably go to the calendar shoot. Yeah. I would assume.
Well, I will say this because when I was at the Pats game, they do the dances and whatever.
Yeah.
I give them more credit because the ones that the Patriots had, they were going in. When I say they were dancing their asses off, they were going. College, all they do is just hold up girls.
Yeah, they got to be the base.
Yeah, that's all they have. Yeah.
Nobody wants the base girl as an NFL cheerleader.
No. That's in college.
I'm not shaming anybody. Yes. It's just fans will tell you.
Just make sure your fingers are nice and
so you're okay with that.
Wide.
You're okay with equal opportunity when it comes to cheerleaders.
Yeah, I ain't got no problem with male cheerleaders. Yeah. That's what you want to do, man.
All right. We're gonna have Herm Edwards on the show. And this is I'm adding the N'Keal Harry talk to the list of things.
God.
That
it's just getting started.
Awful.
So he coached him. He could tell us what is going on.
You tell us if he's a red zone option.
Right.
Hello.
Yeah, so we'll get to that coming up next here on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Yeah. we're getting all worked up down there. It's only Tuesday.
Yeah.
Bringing on the Deflategate right. And the Spygate. Right. And
well, this is their Super Bowl.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is it.
I mean, we saw what Baltimore did after they won.
Yeah.
Well, it's Mercury retrograde, so they have to bring up all the old stuff.
Uh-huh. I'm delighted that we have Herm Edwards on the show this morning, and he's got a little history with the Eagles. Hey, Herm, how are you?
I'm well, and leave those Philly fans alone now. They're an emotional bunch now. Just leave them alone. They're doing good.
I mean, we just had Howard Eskin on. You familiar with him?
Oh, yeah, Howard. Y'all very well. Yeah, good friend. Been there a long time.
I mean, is the guy okay? Like the mentally? I mean, he's seems like he's obsessed. Seems like he's obsessed with things that happened years ago.
Well, history has a way of Philadelphia always talked about it. That's where the Liberty Bell is, freedom, all that kind of good stuff in Philadelphia. Can't forget about all that now.
I mean, it seems to me like this is, it's a regular season game. They seem very worked up about it. They're calling Tom Brady a crybaby down there.
Well, Tom's a personal friend, so I don't know about that. He's going to go down in history. So. One of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. So I'll just leave it at that. I won't get into anything else than that.
How much longer do you think he can play?
As long as he's enjoying the game and the work that goes about playing the game at a high level, in which he does, no one can decide that except for Tom. And I can remember a while back, when Jimmy was Garoppolo was drafted, having a conversation, he flat said, "Now I'm gonna play till I'm 45." So I told him, "Go right ahead, just keep playing good. I love watching you, man."
Now, we'll see. Now, N'Keal Harry, his rookie year hasn't gone the way that he would expect it. We would expect it as fans, obviously the team would expect it. Now, everybody talking about red zone threat and maybe him being that guy that could give the Patriots some red zone scoring. Does he have that capability in him? You coached him at Arizona State. Is he a guy that you can throw fades to and be a big part of the red zone?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he when I got here, I moved him inside as a slot guy, too. So he can play inside and take a lot of that middle of the field away and open it up for you. The fact that the contested ball, he can go up and catch it. He's a really good athlete, big, strong, powerful guy. Kind of like Gordon, the guy they let go.
Mm-hmm.
Big guy, can catch the ball in the crowd, very strong hands. So, yeah, he can help in the red zone. There's no doubt about that. He was actually at our last game, so I think he's excited about coming back and trying to get involved in the offense.
So you've spoken to him?
Yeah, he was at our SC game. Yeah, he was on the sideline because he got to have a bye, so he was here this weekend, yeah.
And so he told you he's excited about getting involved. Do you feel like he's a fit in this offense? This is like a constant question around here, like, where and why and when are we going to see him?
Well, I think the thing that Coach Belichick has always done with players is that, he's found what they do well and that's what they're going to do. And according to what his role will be, once they activate him, he'll have a role to help Tom. And I think with Tom, it's all a matter of trust. Can you trust the guy? Will he be where he's supposed to be? Obviously, when it's time to do that. And so I think N'Keal understands that. I mean, he's, like all rookies, they come in the league and, he goes to a team and to a quarterback that obviously he's hooked up to and knows a lot about. And I think the details of it all catch a lot of young guys by surprise that come out of college football, the details of being a professional football player. And they don't give you hand signals anymore, by the way. I mean, most of these kids in college get hand signals because everybody's RPOs and, they got to learn a lot of football, and there's a lot of work involved in it.
Now, you talk about trust, and one of the most important things as a player in this offense is the mental capacity, their football acumen. Mm. What type of, we haven't seen him all year. Is he a guy that can take a lot in and be able to maybe make adjustments on the fly?
Yeah, he's got great football instincts. And the thing that I think Tom and those guys know about him is that when you get him into one-on-one situations, you can throw the ball to him and trust that he's going to come down with it. Very competitive for the football. Mm-hmm. And the game's not too big for him. you know, the lights won't be too big for Nikhil when he goes on the field. I mean, that won't be a problem. It's just a matter of how they're going to use it.
Was he injury prone at all at Arizona State?
No. He was always available. That was not an issue at all.
Now you ask, depends on how they're going to use him. What kind of role could you see them using him in? Yeah, I know you talked about him playing the slot. I mean, you've seen this Patriots offense. Where do you think he would best be suited?
I think he can be an inside guy because he's big and he's physical.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good runner with the ball in his hand now. I mean, he's a guy that, whether you throw a screen out to him, a bubble screen, you run him inside on slants, inside routes where he can get a matchup and break tackles because he's a powerful runner now. I mean, he's a big man. I mean, when he gets going, he can run.
All right. Well, sounds to me like we have more controversy on our hands. I mean,
great.
Herm says put the man in right now. Put the man in.
Well, I'm not saying put the man in. Bill knows way more than I know, and Tom knows way more than I know. I'm just. You ask where can you use him? They'll find a way.
Right.
I mean, they always do. I mean, that's the Patriots' way. They're gonna find a way. If he's activated to play, they're gonna use him, and he's gonna have a role. And he's got to do his role, and he's got to do his job and do it well, or he's gonna be standing on the sideline.
Herm, when you saw him at ASU and he was on campus, was he staying positive? How was he feeling? Was he frustrated at all by the way this rookie season has gone with the Patriots?
No, I think all guys want to play, but I think. You know, it's a different challenge now. It's professional football. This is not college football. You know, this is a professional football. This is how people make their living. And all the players are good. they have good players.
Yeah.
On the defensive side of it, too. You know, and it's much more complicated than in college football. You know, because of the time constraint in college football doesn't allow you to be very complicated. But in pro football, you got all day. And there's a lot of things you got to learn. And he's a good learner. He'll learn it. And I'm hoping he gets on the field so you guys can see he's a really good football player.
Now, Herm, you did the 24/7 sports, obviously, the Arizona State when you guys played Washington State on HBO. Kind of a behind-the-scenes look of how college sports is being done. You have this Chase Young situation with him being suspended for the 4 games. Like, where do you stand on all that, like, you know, as far as what the NCAA is doing and, you know, just kind of showing the world what it's really like for these student-athletes?
Well, I think it gives the fan a different perspective because you mentioned it first. They're student-athletes.
Mm-hmm.
They're not professional. They're student athletes, and some of these kids, like we got a couple freshmen. Well, we got a bunch of freshmen playing, but I mean, some of them are only 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And can we imagine when we were 17 years old when we didn't have all this access? Some of the things we did and said that no one ever knew. Now everything is their resume. Everything you say and do now becomes a part of your resume in your life. Whether you're an athlete, student athlete, whether you're a college student. It's well reviewed, and it becomes a part of your resume when you go out in the real world to try to get a job. And so you got to understand that. And they're going to make mistakes. Problem is, it's captured. You see it.
Mm-hmm.
I always say this. The years I played in Philadelphia in the late 70s and into the 80s, I mean, look, if you were to put some of the stuff that guys were doing back then, half the league would be suspended, right?
Oh, I mean, come on. Wiggy says that all the time.
It's all the truth. But, I mean, those things were, you know what I mean? That's the way it was in the world changes, you know? And I think people want to go behind the scene and look at all this because they want to know how it works. It's hard for young people to make mistakes now without being talked about, you know, and most of them in the life that I see now with young people, they want to be liked, you know, and there's a difference between being liked and being respected. You know, in life, you want to be respected. You don't want to be liked. If you want to be liked, you compromise too much.
Have you had a chance to watch Wiggy's son's highlight reel yet?
I have not. I got enough with 105 kids.
Well, that's all right.
I'll get to it eventually.
Not right now. I sent it to Kevin Mawai, who was a teammate of mine. He's a junior in high school. No. I'm saying, Herm, you better get on him now.
Get on him now.
6'4", 230. 6'4",
junior, okay.
6'4", 230. 6'4", 230. Right. Defensive end, tight end. Better get on him.
Did you tell him the truth where he got his athletic ability from his mom?
Yeah, he actually did. He got his speed from his mother. So
we'll run him out there this weekend if you want. Yeah, Don't worry about it.
Kevin's got his film, so I sent
full boat.
All right, I'll talk to Kev.
Yeah, I sent it to him.
I'll go see him.
There you go.
All right, Herm. Well, thanks for being on this morning and sharing a little bit about N'Keal Harry. All right?
Appreciate you guys now.
All right, thank you. There's Herm Edwards, soon to be the head coach of Wiggy's entire brood of children.
Yes.
Hello?
Two of them. Free education.
Listen, if you can get it, you absolutely want to get it.
That's it. What gets you in school? It's sports.
Absolutely. Somebody was texting in earlier, very upset about the outcome of your son's game this past weekend.
Ooh.
And apparently they got some sort of a fifth down or something, and they wanted to know how much you paid the refs for that. Or was there a controversial play in that game?
No, it went to overtime, and both teams actually got penalties. I didn't realize the overtime rule in high school was both teams get it at the 10-yard line, and obviously, you know, it's four plays. You can kick a field goal or score a touchdown.
Yeah.
And, you know, first team to obviously come away with the most points wins. So we went for it. We ended up scoring, but we had a pass interference penalty, which gave us another down. We scored a touchdown. Oh. We scored our two-point conversion. They then got the football. They got a pass interference penalty. They end up scoring a touchdown, but we ended up stopping them, Everett, on the two-point conversion. Yes, yeah, so that's ultimately how we were able to advance to the next round. So it was a good game.
Yeah.
You know, no issues. There was no cheating or anything.
Nothing like that?
There was no home cooking.
All right.
If anything, they brought the refs from Everett.
I don't want Howard to be upset with any kind of cheating.
No, it was a good game. We were able to win it in overtime by getting the two-point conversion.
All right. Well, if you'd like to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. This is the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.